Hello and welcome to this service of the Word coming to you from North Nibley Church of St Martin's on this Sunday, which is Candlemas Sunday, the last Sunday of this Christmas's season. So if you haven't taken your trees down, today is the day. The Lord of glory be with you. The Lord bless you. In the tender mercy of our God, the dayspring from on high has broken upon us to give light to those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And so the peace of the Lord be always with you and those that you love. Let us offer one another a sign of peace as we start this act of worship. And we come before God and repent for the bits that we've got wrong in our lives this last few days. But have heart, hear the words of our Saviour Jesus Christ. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me and will never walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Let us therefore bring our sins into his light and confess them in penitence and faith. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we've sinned against you and against our neighbour in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, and through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and lead us out from darkness. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect, the special prayer written for Candlemas Sunday. Let us pray that we may know and share the light of Christ. Almighty and everlasting God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was this day presented in the temple in substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading, there are three readings. It goes on a bit, but, you know, it's good for the soul. The first one is from Malachi. We don't hear very much about Malachi. Chapter 3, 1 to 5. Thus says the Lord God, see, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be swift to bear witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired workers in their wages, the widow and the orphan, against those who thrust aside the aliens and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is from the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 to 18. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now we come to our gospel reading. Alleluia, alleluia. This child is the light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. And it's Luke 2, 22 to 40. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign God, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong and was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You might be interested to know that I come across a seating plan for St. Martin's Church a few years ago. And it was a seating plan from the 1600s. So the church had been up and built about 100 or so years by then. And this seating plan, it was the smaller aisle, the ladies' chapel side of the church, the south side. On that seating plan, at the back on the left-hand side was where the new mothers went and sat for their, because they couldn't sit with the main congregation until they'd been purified because they'd had a baby. And also, if they were menstruating, then they also had to go and sit there. How ridiculous. Anyway, there we go. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Christmas is over. Time to switch off the fairy lights, put the crib away and return firmly to everyday life. As most of the world did the day after Boxing Day. The Christmas tree that we had in the church is gone. So I wonder if our neighbours who joined us over Christmas for Christingle and all that sort of thing, and their friends, will even notice the church in the days ahead. Our building has stood here for 500 years now, but it's surprisingly easy to just drive past it or walk past it and overlook it. On the whole, most people don't notice the landmarks of their locality unless something happens to bring them to life, or something happens to remove them from view altogether. We know we're here in the church, but I wonder if our presence really makes a difference to our community. Perhaps we need to put lights on like the monument. We forget about how utterly amazing the birth of Jesus is. God here on earth as a human. That is amazing. We join his mother and father, the angels, the innkeeper, the shepherds and the wise men in worship over Christmas. But there's no point in worshipping Christ in a manger if we ignore him in the streets. No point in celebrating the coming of light into the world if we still choose to linger in darkness. And in the weeks since Christmas Day, there's been a fair bit of darkness in this community, as in the wider world. The darkness of war, hunger, homelessness, addiction, death of loved ones, partnerships ending. The darkness of loneliness for some. For others, the darkness of poverty, illness, fear. How am I going to pay the bills and keep warm? We can't do anything to take away that darkness, even for those whom we most love. But we can shine the light of Jesus on all those dark situations. And that is what today is about, Candlemas. We carry our little posies of snowdrops and candles, and we fill the church with their light as a reminder that Christ the light has come into the world. But when we leave this building, that's when the light we carry must really begin to act. It's the light of faith and the light of good works. The things we believe and the ways in which they lead us to live a different kind of life. Light to be kindled with the flame of love. Our love for God and God's love for us. A light to show up whatever is grubby or broken or sad. But light that also gradually pushes back the darkness so that it is as if it had never been there. That's the light we are each given to carry, light that shines through our own acts of kindness. Light passed on to others in a kind of loving relay. Just as when we light our candles here, we send the flame from one to another until at last the whole place is full of warmth and beauty once again. The whole place full of warmth and beauty. That's quite a goal for us few in this small church community, to cause change and effect in our local community and the wider world. But I truly believe that this is the point of our being here. We do need to put the lights on. We need to unashamedly shine with the love of God, and so that our friends and neighbours can't help but notice and be drawn in their turn to warmth. Obviously, that is warmth, metaphorically speaking, as we sit here in church with our coats on. And to the warmth and beauty beyond anything that we could imagine or attain on our own. So as I said, today is the last day of the Christmas season, but the light shines still in the darkness, and the light will never put the darkness out. And the darkness will never put the light out. The light from the stable is indeed, as Simeon proclaimed, a light to show God to the nations and to bring glory to God's people. And that light is ours to carry into God's world every single day of our lives, through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And as somebody, not quite sure who, quoted, "Better to light a candle than to curse the darkness." Amen. Now we come to our time of intercessions. Lord, with the Feast of Candlemas, we reach the end of the beginning of your great story that has no ending. And now we begin to turn our faces towards Lent and the time of reflection that follows from it. Help us with the passing of time to grow in wisdom and simplicity, like Simeon and Anna, through listening attentively to your word. As we seek to be faithful followers of your message, may the whole church submit to the fire that refines and purifies as it turns back to the single truth that you were made man in Palestine and that you live today by the breath of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in thy mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you have sent us a light to enlighten the nations, and yet still there are people all over the place who dwell in darkness. We pray for all the darkness in this world, and for those places where conflict makes it almost impossible to live in love with neighbours, even though without such love there seems no peaceful end in sight. We therefore hold before you the places and situations of darkness which come to our mind. Deliver your people from every evil, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, as we reflect on the characters in this morning's gospel, help us to play our part in reaching out across the generation gap that can so easily divide us. Teach the old to learn from the enthusiasm of the young and their ability to see new flowers in the garden of life. And teach the young that the old too may have something to teach them, the ability to see things from a less rushed perspective, when the fever of doing gives way to the peace of simply being. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for each and every life of those who have died this week, worldwide, both through violence and natural causes. We pray for all those who mourn, and for those people locally who are newly coping with the death. And we remember those known to us who have died this week, remembering especially those in our book of remembrance. May those who in life have encouraged us by their light now know the fullness of your presence. May they know the peace of Simeon, of a life well led, and fulfilment as they are presented to you and enfolded in your loving arms. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So we come to our dismissal, our sending out into the world to do our best to be disciples for Christ. Now, Lord, let thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of the people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, world without end. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for joining me. It's lovely to be back to do a service with you, and I hope that your week goes well. And spring is coming. I've seen crocuses and daffodils and snowdrops today. The nights are getting out. It is beginning to look like spring in between the rainstorms. Bless you. Bye-bye.